Welcome to another episode of the Ed Dye Horror and Paranormal Podcast. And it's the holiday season. I mean, Christmas and Hanukkah and whatever and what have you and whatnot is coming up. And all you people, I know you probably already have been shopping and you've been looking around for stuff, but I've got a list here of stuff that you might not have thought of to get for that special person that's into horror and the paranormal. So I'm going to count down. Well, not so much countdown. I'm just going to go through a list. No particular order, but there is an order, but no particular order, but there kind of is. I'm going to give you 13 stuff that you can get for your horror or paranormal lover. So this is holiday horror gifts. And the first one I'm going to start off with, number one, I saw this at the mall. I've looked it up online. There's a couple of places that apparently have it, but not the same one. This is the better looking one. And this is a Ouija board blanket, which is actually, I saw it at the mall at Spencer's Gifts. It is listed on Spencer's Gifts website, but apparently they're, it's listed as sold out. So you might have to actually really go out of your way to get it if you want to get this for somebody. It's a really cool blanket. It looks like a giant Ouija board. It's nice. I think it's soft fleece. It's a really cool way to get them to wrap the spirit around them, and spirit or demon or whatever it is they contact with the board. Number two is one that a lot of people have been talking about. I've only recently been looking up stuff about it. My nephew's been really getting into this and he's waiting for this. And it's something that's not even going to be available technically until early 2017, but apparently you can pre-order it now. And I'm talking about the Friday the 13th, the video game that's coming out. Now, the cool thing about this game, I've seen there's gameplay. You can watch gameplay online. And from what I'm told, you can play as a counselor that's trying to survive, or you can play as Jason himself. And they've actually, and if you go to the website, which is F13game.com, the number 13, F13game.com, you'll see they've got information about the game. They've got a bunch of people from the horror industry and people that were involved with the movies, actually the original movies, coming back and talking about the game. They've actually got some even cast members from the original movies actually doing voices in the game, which is really cool. I'm not going to tell you who, because if you really want to check it out, go to the website. Now, the cool part about it, this is, while the game is coming out probably in a couple of months, you can pre-order it now. So at least, you know, whoever you're getting it for, here, I got you this. You don't have to worry about it. You know, it's on its way whenever the hell it comes out. But there's a ton of cool, awesome related stuff to the game that's available, which I believe you can get now. Like, they have a CD soundtrack that you can actually purchase or download. But there's a cool, I would get the actual thing because it comes with the case and the artwork and everything. There's actually a special metal case that you can get for the game, which is really cool. And there's actually even an art book of the game, which you can get. It looks like a nice old big looking hardcover, and tons of other stuff that you can get too. It's really cool. So you can get them that stuff as you pre-order it. So at least they have something to look forward to. So you're not just giving somebody a piece of paper or whatever and be like, here, got you this. Enjoy that paper until the damn thing actually comes in the mail. But why not? Hey, I'll take it. I'm actually considering getting it myself. I don't know if I'll be getting it for my nephew or myself, but that remains to be seen. Number three on our list, how many of you guys wear glasses? How many of you guys wear sunglasses? Well, if you guys really want to step up your sunglasses frames, step it up a notch, check out LindsayLowEyewear.com. She's got these things called the Frightboard frames. They're glow-in-the-dark Ouija board-inspired frames. Now, she's designed a few, and she's got a couple other ones coming up next year, but these ones are really cool because there's two versions. There's the original Frightboard frames, which have the cat eye shape, which is great for women. Apparently, they actually look pretty good on men. Maybe I'll put a picture of myself wearing one so you guys can see just how sexy they could be. But she has a couple other ones coming out in the classic Ray-Ban sunglasses style. She's also got one, if you guys ever heard of Something Weird Video, she's got a special version of Something Weird Video coming out, frames for that, and a bunch of other stuff she's got planned coming up. So check those out. And also, if you get them, or if you check it out, see get yourself a picture, post it online, you know, hashtag her. And if you do order anything from there, let her know that I sent you, and maybe you'll get a special smile. I know Rigo's getting the next one. He's planning on getting it because it's something that we definitely want to play. It's number 4 on the list, and it's Slash Cards. And no, not Slash from Guns N' Roses. This is a trivia game. It's a horror movie trivia game for apparently for 1 to 6 players. As they put it on their own website, it's everything from the silent era all the way up to films released in 2015. So it's pretty up to date. Players can choose between 2 horror themed game modes, the Slasher and the Survivor. You guys want to know more about it? You can definitely go to their website, or you can wait till we actually play it and give you a review of what we think, unless we're actually going to play it. I don't know if we're going to do it on camera or we're going to just do it on here, but we are planning on playing this because it sounds like a lot of fun. It's definitely up our alley. And that's, if you go to their website, that's play/cards.com. If you guys do get it, somebody send me a message or Instagram, show me what it looks like. Let me know what you think about it. So I think it's a really cool game, and it's definitely something I want to try. And I've been getting into games like that recently. So number 5 on the list is actually quite interesting because it's kind of a toy and kind of not a toy. And you'll see what I mean. If you guys are definitely into horror, even comic book and collecting and figure collecting, a lot of you definitely heard the name Amok Time. Well, Amok Time has partnered up with Amigo Toys and are bringing you Uncle Nosferatu. It's a Spanish exclusive figure. See, I want to say toy, but it's technically also a figure that will be available in the U.S. from Amok Time. It's only limited to 50 pieces for the U.S. market, and the damn thing's listed at about $130. Now, it's a cool, really cool vinyl figure. I think they said it's about 17, maybe 20 inches tall. So, you know, it's more than just an action figure. It's got weight to it, and it's this really horror/cute kind of comic book looking figurine. I believe it's actually got fur. It's got like a scarf on it that's actually real cloth. I don't remember if the clothes are fully cloth or if that's all part of I think part of it, the vinyl or whatever that it's made out of, but it's a really cool figure, and it's definitely something to get for a collector with something that's only going to have 50 pieces here. I'm sure that Amigo Toys probably has more available in other parts of the world, but that's probably not going to be the easiest thing to get a hold of, let alone Lord knows how much they're going to cost there. On top of the fact that how much is it going to ship, because I did not see how much this thing weighs. But you definitely want to check it out. If anything, go to amoktime.com and you should be able to find it there. If you don't see it right away, they do have a search bar on top. Just type in Nosferatu. You should be able to find it. Maybe even type in Amigo Toys. That's T-O-Y-Z, and see if it comes up for you. Number 6. Now, this is really cool. It's kind of odd, but it's really cool. It's if you guys know Horror Hound, the magazine, And if you know the magazine, you've seen that they kind of have this, not logo, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a mascot. It's the Horror Hound. It's an actual like werewolf looking kind of monster thing. You don't see it as often in the things. You just see it sometimes in their own advertisements within the magazine, which is cool. Now, they've basically gone and brought the damn thing to life. Creature replica, it's one word. Creature replica is putting out a version of the Horror Hound limited edition character, an actual figure kind of toy of the Horror Hound creature. So if you guys are collectors or like just general collectibles, or even are a fan of the Horror Hound magazine, this is something you definitely want to look into. It's kind of it looks like a gray werewolf with green eyes. It's only available through horrorhound.com. I believe it's listed at around $60. It is on their website. You probably just have to click on their store. That's probably where they have it listed. It's a cool thing, and I will honestly drop a hint that I would not mind receiving this for the holidays. It doesn't have to be a holiday. It can be a regular day. It can be my birthday. I'll take it on your birthday. It really doesn't matter to me when it comes to me, as long as it comes to me. Having said that, here's a series I'm sure you guys know the name, but and a lot of you probably have seen them everywhere. I mean, if tons of people that are into goth have them, I know that Hot Topic carries them. I haven't seen them in Toys R Us lately, but that's why, because it's creeping kids out. I'm talking about number 7 on the list, the Living Dead dolls. Now, while they've had a long history and lots of different figures they've put out, and not all the figures are named after anything particular or famous that everyone knows about, but this time around, they're putting out some cool stuff, and they're putting out some cool things that are going to be coming up that it's definitely going to be a collectible for you horror lovers. But the first part I want to mention is their new series, which is their Series 32, which is a vintage Halloween-inspired set of figures. I think there's about 7 of them, and it includes an old-school-looking witch, a black cat, a devil, and more. But they look like the old-school vintage Halloween decorations, which are... I'm sure you've seen here and there, but not available anywhere. But it's one of those things that if you are into old school, vintage looking Halloween, these are definitely some figures you'd want to get. They're also putting out, like I said, a couple of figures from movies that you'll definitely recognize. They've got an Evil Dead 2 Deadite, that's Ash, a Deadite Ash, that's Ash when he's possessed. They have a doll of that with the white eyes and everything. They've got coming up a Hellraiser 3 Pinhead doll, which is really cool. So if you guys like Pinhead and you want them in a baby looking format, that's the best place and thing to get. They've also got an upcoming Dawn of the Dead dolls, and as of now, from what I've seen, they feature the half-faced zombie, that's the famous one that's been like the cover for the original movie. And they've also got Steve Flyboy the pilot, a figure of him in zombie form when his head's all tilted after he's been, you know, bitten in the elevator. I don't think I'm giving anyone any spoilers. If you've gotten this far into this list and this far into listening to this podcast and not seen this movie, that's on you. That's not my fault. You really should be more up on your horror. Number 8 on our list is definitely for the readers in the group. If you've got someone that definitely reads and definitely reads horror, that I honestly suggest anything off the Barnes & Noble's top 2016 horror books. The list actually includes, it's got full novels, short story compilations, collections. There's a couple of Lovecraft-inspired books. There's a couple of books that are continuations of a series. So if book 2 is on there, maybe go get book 1. And then get a book, or get them both books at once. It's up to you, depending how much you want to spend. I always tell people, I always suggest if you're going to get someone a book, get them the hardcover. It'll last longer. Or if you can and you really want to go out of your way, if you can somehow download it onto their device. I mean, nothing wrong with soft covers. Soft covers are cool, but they can fall apart. But that does add a little personality to the books. I know I've got some soft cover books here that have definitely been opened one too many times and looks like they're falling apart. But if they were a hardcover, it looks cool. Plus hardcovers on shelves, they look intimidating, so they make you look a little cooler. You're like, yeah, I've read these. You don't read? Oh, you don't read? We can't be friends. Hey, it's like John Waters said, if you bring someone home on a date and they don't have books, don't sleep with them. And that you guys can definitely check out. Just go to their BarnesandNobles.com. They actually have a blog on their site. If you really want the entire link, it would be BarnesandNobles.com/blog/sci-fi-fantasy/the-best-horror-books-of-2016. And that's with a dash in between every damn word. I'll put the link below somewhere. Or you guys just look it up. It's not that hard to follow. Number 9 on the list is something I literally very, very recently found out about. And I only found out about this because I was making this list. If it wasn't for me making this list, I would not know about this. Now, this is going to be an ongoing series. I'm not sure how long they're going to go. And it's definitely something that you can get into or even get other people into without having them know what it is. Have you guys ever heard of the Bradford Exchange? They're a company that make collectibles. They make collectible sports memorabilia. They make collectible jewelry, apparel. It's like, this is like the company that puts out those plates, plate of the month kind of stuff. are like those figurines of the month. Now, the cool thing about these guys is they're putting out a new line called America's Most Haunted House Collection. This is a new line of miniature houses of famous haunted spots all over Long Island. And the first house they're going to start with is probably one of the most famous houses that's become a household name probably all over America, if not all over the world, or at least this side of the hemisphere. And that's New York's Amityville House. It's a nice little tiny scale replica of the outside of the house where the DeFeos got killed and where the Lutzes ran for their lives. And the one, you know, that had the movies made and everything, the one that's not that far from where I live. I've been by it, not in it, a couple of times. And then it's going to be followed by Ohio's Franklin Castle. And then there's supposed to be more houses every month, I believe. Now, this is definitely up there in price because looking at their website, I saw it says they'll take, I forgot what your initial price was, but they're like, you can make multiple payments of $30. So that right there tells me that these things are a little up there in price, but that's why they're collectibles. These guys, that's what this company is known for making. So literally just go to their website, bradfordexchange.com, and check and just look for the America's Most Haunted Village collection. It's something that if you get, you're definitely going to want a spot to put it in the house. Not something you want the kids to be reaching over and dropping and breaking on the floor, unless you're into that or, you know, you really like having yelling at your kids. Now, number 10 is definitely for a lot of the stuff I touched on before is horror. Number 10 is definitely more for the paranormal, especially the ghost hunter in the house or the ghost hunter on your list. And that's the SB11 Spirit Box. Now, I know tons of you guys have heard of the Spirit Box because of Ghost Channels, Ghost Adventures, and other shows and all kinds of stuff that where people have used it. Even I used it when I went on I didn't use it, but I saw them use it when I did the investigation along with the Long Island Paranormal Investigators. And I'm not sure which version they had, but this was Spirit Box 11, from what I'm told, is the newest version. It's got released in the early fall of 2014, and it's been tested by people, and I'm told it's supposed to be the most advanced Spirit Box on the market currently. If I'm wrong, feel free to let me know. I believe the company that makes it is Pro Measure, or at least that's where I saw it listed, at pro-measure.com. And just look for it there. They do have a bunch of other stuff listed that you can definitely get for the Ghost Hunter, but this is one of those things that will, if you're just getting into it, this is one of those machines that will definitely kick your investigation up to another level because you'll be doing more than just showing up and with a recorder and doing EVP sessions and a video camera. This will definitely for someone who's seriously trying to get into more paranormal investigations. On top of that, the next one, I don't know how serious I can say about this. It's definitely for paranormal investigators, but at the same time, as much as I want to say it's for the serious person, when you hear what it is, you're going to be like, are you for real? And this is something that I found online called the Boo Buddy. That's one word, the B-O-O-B-U-D-D-Y. The Boo Buddy is as they have it listed on their website. Boo Buddy is not a toy. Boo Buddy is an investigator. Apparently, Boo Buddy is a paranormal investigator like no other. Boo Buddy is not just an EMF bear, but an interactive investigator that asks smart questions and reacts to changes in the environment, just like a real investigator would. This thing detects EMF energy, detects motion, asks EVP questions, and records answers and more. The damn thing does the investigation for you, and it's a teddy bear. It's literally a teddy bear with lights on it, so certain lights go off when it detects certain things or changes in atmosphere or pressure or anything. And it actually speaks out loud, so it'll ask actual, general questions. I believe it was either 60 or 160 questions listed inside, and it will record them. This is like Teddy Ruxpin multiplied to like a million. This is if Teddy Ruxpin decided to go ghost hunting. This is the thing to get. They have two versions. I believe one does all the bells and whistles. Another one, I think, is just more of a an energy reader and just lights up with the lights. It's cool because it's something that you can get, and if you don't tell the ghost or the spirit that this is what you're going for, that you're going, you know, that you're investigating it, you could probably leave it in the room and just pretend like nothing's happening and then just check out its readings later. It's really cool. And that you can look at, even if you're not getting it, it's definitely something I think you guys should look at. And that's at boobuddy.com. Take a look. Let me know what you guys think of that. Number 12 is something that I realized I didn't get one myself, even after meeting the ladies. I'm talking about the Gettysburg Ghost Scouts. They've actually put out a couple of publications, and one of them is The True Hauntings of a Ghost Town. Now, the cool thing about this book, it's real paranormal cases from real towns throughout the United States, but it starts in their hometown of Gettysburg. But because of where they're doing it, it's very tied, I believe, to the Civil War. And so the book is actually available in the Confederate or the Union edition, which is really cool. I know you can find it at barnesandnoble.com, or you can go to their website, thegettysburgghostscouts.com. But if you go to barnesandnoble.com, at least you can see what else they've put out, and just take a good look at the book, get a better idea of it. Let them know I sent you, and if you get the book, let me know what you think of it, because as much as I spent so much time with them, I forgot to grab me a copy. I'm a horrible person. Number 13. Now this is when shit gets real. Number 13, and this is the final part of the list, but this one requires some explanation. And this, you can either get this for someone if you know they can handle this, or get it for yourself, or ask if they want something along these lines, or perhaps get it for someone you don't like and just don't let them know that you got it. But I'm talking about an actual haunted item. These things are actually listed on eBay. If you go to eBay and type in haunted item, or even haunted this or that, you will get some surprising results. When I checked, I came up with quite a list of things. And some of these things, oh my God, some of these things have their own story. Some people do go as far as giving you the backstory behind it. Some of them give you a little bit of the story, and they say they'll give you the entire story if you're the one that purchases it. Some of these, they're creepy, they're weird, they're supposedly haunted. I couldn't tell you for real if they all are or not. I don't know who the people selling this stuff is, so I really couldn't say, but it's definitely, if you want to take that chance and find out, go on eBay and see what you get. I'm going to tell you some of the stuff I found. Listings there were as low as $8 and as high as $2,000 for items. I'm sure there was things that had higher numbers. A lot of these things, surprisingly, already had biddings on them. I didn't realize there was such a demand to bring a ghost into your house. Some listings actually, you know what? Let me go through this. There was a lot of rings. Haunted vintage sterling ring was listed, a couple of them. One thing that looked extra spooky was a haunted 1992 Seymour Mann porcelain doll. Tons and tons of dolls listed on this site with supposed spirits and stuff. Some of them actually list the spirit, like the actual name of the spirit and what the activity that happens. Some of them actually even have a photo of like the orb next to the doll, or a picture of just the orb that's supposed to be the spirit that's in it. But I find it interesting. Like, you can go there and you'll see a doll and it says it's possessed by Reginald. And then kind of goes, tells you what the spirit does. Sometimes it actually kind of tells you who the ghost supposedly is. I really don't know what to say. That's like, damn. On top of haunted dolls, there was actually a few haunted teddy bears, which I found interesting. I'm wondering how many of these teddy bears are actually haunted by children, considering the dolls RNOAs collected by kids. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times they're collected by adults. So it might have a adult spirit connected to it. The haunted teddy bears, I don't know. That kind of... I wonder if there's a haunted Boo Buddy out there somewhere. Tons of haunted jewelry. There was a haunted mirror, which I know a lot of you are probably thinking, oh, hell no. Last thing you want is a mirror that's going to show you someone else that's not there, let alone one that's going to be doing all kinds of stuff in your house. Surprisingly, there were a few Dybbuk boxes available. Some of them just look like regular vintage-looking boxes. I remember seeing one or two that looked interesting enough that looked like 100% sealed. One of them was like sealed with what looked like wax, like if they took every crevice of the thing and covered it in wax so whatever's inside can't get out. One of the more interesting ones I saw is a haunted baseball cap. Now this one I'm actually considering contacting the seller and getting these, seeing what they're willing to tell me, even if I'm not the one that buys it. But there's a story behind this one, apparently, from what I read. And even here, the guy says he's giving you some information. He's not giving you all the information, just some of it. If you purchase it, he'll give you every last bit he knows. Belongs to someone he knew who was convicted for murder and apparently, I believe, went to jail and was wrongfully convicted. And from what I remember he wrote there, he said that it's a fairly well-documented case. So it's something that, I guess if you do the work, you could probably find it. And I believe he said the guy committed suicide. He wasn't wearing the hat, and he didn't wear the hat often, but it was a hat that he was very connected to, the guy, the spirit. And so I guess he's haunting the hat, because they said the guy didn't wear the hat often because he didn't want to ruin it. The seller goes on and mentions how you do feel a presence around you when the hat's in the room, that people feel a darkness. If you wear the hat, which God knows why you'd want to, you will be overcome with a feel of dread, but more feel a sadness and depression, which is quite interesting. It's definitely something I'd like to see a psychic get a hold of, or a medium. You know, I'd like to see one of them get their hands on it and see what they feel off this thing. The actual listing is, I don't know if it's run out or not. I didn't look at the time, but like I said, how much time was left on it. But it's listed under unique haunted paranormal object, hat, cap, unsolved murder mystery spirit vessel. Look it up and good luck if you want to buy it. Another thing that was on top of there, which was actually really weird and not as common to find, was a bronze death mask, and that's listed under antiques. It's an antique brass/bronze heavier energy haunted death mask. They're not sure who it belonged to. I do know in the story they're thinking that this thing is as old as possibly going back to ancient Rome. They said it's got weight to it, but it's got the spirit connected to it is very powerful and strong. I believe, if I remember, they did say they took it to a medium or a psychic. And that they said that the spirit's not bad. It's just they're very strong. They're getting like a military leader is what they're getting that comes through. A Roman military leader, possibly someone connected to one of the ancient emperors. I don't remember what the information was, but I do remember they say that people, I think they said they see shadows moving. They've heard marching, which is quite interesting in the houses. So if you guys want a very intimidating Roman leader in your house, go look this thing up and buy it. Another interesting thing that I saw with a lot of listings, which kind of got me interested, and I'm going to ask some of my friends in the medium and psychic realm and whatnot what their take on this is, but there was a good amount of listings saying that it's a vampire spirit. Now, I don't know what they mean by vampire spirit, because not all of them explained. They just kind of left it as vampire spirit. And a lot of them, honestly, kind of were working up the whole vampire as in, you know, suck your blood, vampire, kind of gothic look to the things on there. But I'm not sure if that's something Bringing a spirit into your house is one thing, but let alone bringing in a vampire spirit, I'm not sure that's something you necessarily want to do. But man, there were so many items on there. I could probably do a whole episode on just the items. I mean, I could probably sit here with the crew and we can just go through the list, just go on eBay and just go as to what we see. It'd be nice if we can get a hold of some of these people and actually talk to us live, but I'd have to look into that. But that's the list, people. If you've got time and energy and you want to get these gifts for someone for the holidays, I know Christmas is almost here and Hanukkah is just about to start. But don't forget, these things are always good to get somebody for other things like their birthday. If they really love horror or and stuff in the paranormal, maybe, I guess, coming up is also what, President's Day, Valentine's Day, an unbirthday, whatever reason you can find to get someone one of these gifts, go ahead and get them. If you do get them, let me know what you got them and what the reaction is and come up, especially if you're getting them one of the haunted items, because I really want to see what kind of living hell you're bringing upon somebody. Until then, listen, guys, happy holidays, whichever holiday you're celebrating. I personally will be celebrating Christmas. I don't know if we'll be getting able to do the new year one, but if not, if we don't see you by New Year, hear from us by New Year's, happy New Year. We'll see you guys hopefully in the New Year. We'll hear you. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. Unfortunately, a lot of the footage that we had filmed that we were going to put video out got corrupted. We don't know how or why. Maybe there were spirits involved, considering a lot of it was done at haunted areas. But what we do have, we will be using, and we're looking to do a lot more stuff, guys. So with the new year coming, guys, take care, keep it crazy, and join me next time where we can, and let's talk paranormal.